And Josh, it's kind of interesting. You look at the Ravens and Chargers. They seem to play fairly regularly, as you mentioned, though, rarely in Baltimore. But two pretty epic games in San Diego. The 4th-and-29 play in 2012, done by Ray Rice. Interesting to mention on this day. And then the Ray Lewis stopping Darren Sproles on a 4th-and-1.5 in San Diego. Those two games, if you look at the John Harbaugh era, those two games stand out as two of the best regular season games ever.
Yeah, I mean, there's no recent Super Bowl for the Ravens if 4th-and-29 doesn't happen.
True.
You know, I mean, they were on their way to losing that game, and that saved their season. And Justin Tucker hit a pair of 38-yard field goals, one defended the OT, and one to win it. And, you know, he's been so consistent ever since then. So, yeah, it's funny. They don't get together in Baltimore a lot, but when they do get together, it's memorable.
And I want to ask you about Jarrett Johnson. We loved him around here. He had a radio show on 98 Rock, very involved with us at WBAL. From my vantage point, he's been everything he was with the Ravens, with the Chargers, bringing a certain level of toughness to a defense and a true locker room guy in not the trite sense of it. Your take on what Jarrett Johnson has brought to the Chargers?
Yeah, no, I think you nailed it. I mean, exactly what he did for the Ravens for all those years, he's doing now in San Diego for an otherwise pretty young team. And he actually, you know, it's funny, I mean, he had the reputation very much deserved as just a total Ironman guy in Baltimore, and actually in San Diego he's had a tough time staying healthy, and you know, he's kind of embarrassed that it's kind of gone down that way. But when he's on the field, he sets that edge, and that's going to be huge against Justin Forsett in this game. You know, if you let the run game really get cranking, then it'll be a long afternoon for the Bolts.
And last thing, Josh, for you, I know you've, I can say this about a few towns, but for you coming back to Baltimore for a broadcast here, that's got to be kind of cool still, all these many years later.
Yeah, and the next play at the Orioles is here too, so I got a couple of trips back to Baltimore. You know, in many ways, I mean, I didn't stay in Baltimore that long. Jarrett Johnson stayed there longer than I did, but, you know, that's where my daughter was basically raised, and you know, I have great memories of my time at BAL, and a lot has changed since then. I mean, we're all a little older and grayer and whatnot, but you know, I look at Baltimore as a place with nothing but happy memories, and it's weird to go in there and see the passion for football. You know, when I was hosting the talk show, it was still the CFL transitioning to the Browns coming to Baltimore. I mean, that's how far back that was. You know, the passion for football is obviously there. The 20 years or so ago that I was there, it's only exponentially gone forward with how successful the Ravens have been. So, closet Ravens fan, I love what they do, but not week 13 or whatever week this is. Chargers all the way, my friend.
The voice of the San Diego Chargers and the former host of Sportsline right here at WBAL, Josh Lewin. Josh, thank you so much, as always, for your time.
Anytime, brother. See you soon.
That's Josh Lewin. We'll see him on Sunday when he comes to town to call the Ravens and Chargers for the San Diego Chargers Radio Network. We're back with more next year on WBAL News Radio 1090.